So, Paul Eales from Royal Birkdale, what a fantastic course that is. And of course, we know that from the Open. Now, welcome back in Holland. It's 3 years ago, I think, that we last saw you here playing at the International in the Senior Open then. How do you feel about this week playing at the Dutch, a new venue?
The Dutch is a fantastic course. I played here with a friend of mine, Frank Van Doorn. He's a member, and he brought me down a couple of years ago. As soon as I saw it was on the schedule to come and play, I thought, I've got to play here. And we've had a great week. The Pro-Am is always fantastic to meet new people, which we have. Harold and Herman that we've played with and the other guys have been absolutely stars this week. They've made us feel at home. And, of course, the golf course is a brute, but fortunately they put some tees forward and slowed the greens down so it didn't make us look too silly.
Well, they certainly needed to do that with the weather you've had this week. Rain and winds and gales, really tough for the seniors, all the over 50s.
Yeah, it hasn't. And, of course, most of the amateurs are of that age as well. So it's you know, I think they used the heads and they saw the weather forecast, moved some of the tees up. A couple of pin placements were a bit tricky yesterday. But other than that, it's been fine. Everybody's got round. But as we saw in the prize giving for the Pro-Am, it was a low handicappers that actually came through. So it's a course for a good player, really. And it's with all the water and all the carries, it's kind of difficult for the handicap golfer to play. But it was a great week and a lot of fun.
And you've had a tremendous tournament, of course. You've now finished in a share of second place with Carl Mason and Andrew Oldcorn on minus one. A fantastic round, well, 73, 70 and then a 69 today. I was particularly impressed with those last two holes. Talk us through, especially the 17th.
Yeah, 17th. I said to Sharon, we need to finish 3-3 to win this. And she wanted me to hit 5-iron, and that would have brought the back slope into play of that pin. So I thought, no, I'll hit 6-iron. I knew I was going to be short, but I could hit it hard. 30 feet uphill. She read it absolutely perfectly. She said, it's going to go right to left, and then at the end, it's going to go left to right. And I hit a wonderful putt, and it stayed on the edge, the left edge of the hole. And I just bent down, and then the next thing, everybody in the crowds cheered, and of course, the ball had fallen in. So thanks to Sharon for the line on that one and the crowd for willing it in. So made a birdie on 17 and that got me within one of Clark. And unfortunately, I just fell in love with the line on the putt on 18 and didn't hit it hard enough. I had the right line and just didn't give it enough strength. So to finish tied second was great. I finished tied third behind Simon Brown at the International 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm getting closer to winning the Dutch Senior Open. So I'm looking forward to coming back.
So, in fact, the older you get, the better you're getting. You're still improving.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. I think golf's a kind of game like that, isn't it? That as long as you're physically okay to hit it and move forward, it's still between the ears. And we say that to the youngsters when I've done some coaching with the youngsters. Think about it. Process the thoughts and you can play better golf. And it's certainly no different for us guys. And to watch Clark and Carl Mason, who I played with today, play so well and think the way around, it's even I'm learning now and I'm 54, so it is a great game and a game for life.
And you're talking about now Carl Mason. Well, he's 10 years older than you, and look, he's tie second. He was looking so good out there, playing so solidly.
Yes, he was. I mean, Carl's, I think he's the number one in terms of wins on the European Senior Tour, and Carl's form really came after he turned 50. I think he won twice on the regular tour before 50, but it's after 50 that he's really dominated golf. And like you say, now he's into his 60s and still got a chance of winning and still plays a beautiful game. So I think that's one of the things with our sport, that we can keep going such a long time. As long as you keep yourself relatively fit and you're sharp and you want to play, then, you know, who knows what can happen.
Well, we look forward to seeing you here again next year. Well done for today and enjoy the rest of your week in Holland. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you very much.